Welcome to the new Redefining Freedom podcast. This is your host, Sophia Nelson. Let's get to it. Today, we're going to talk about what freedom means and why it matters. And I think that before we can redefine freedom, we got to figure out what freedom is, what it looks like, what it walks like, what it talks like. Let's talk about it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the new Redefining Freedom podcast. I know that many of you have listened to the trailer because I saw all of the downloads, and thank you for that. And thank you for catching on that I have changed the podcast from the One America podcast, which really was birthed out of my third book, E Pluribus One, to Redefining Freedom. And I want to talk about on this first episode of this new updated podcast about the word freedom. And I want to talk about why I want to redefine freedom. And then I'm going to do a special segment on wokeness, woke culture. What does it mean to be woke? What doesn't it mean? How has that word been truly bastardized and co-opted by people who have no clue what it means, what it's about, and why it matters? And why is they're co-opting this word the same way that they did CRT working so effectively to be so divisive in our country? But that's going to be a topic that I want to really dig into. I want to get the right guest to discuss this with me. I've got a couple people in mind as we wind down March and Women's History Month and go into the second quarter of this new year, starting in April. I want to really spend some time talking about what's happening in our country with all this vitriol, anger, division, racism, hatred. It's just not where I thought we'd be in the year 2023, but we're here. But I think it starts with the discussion I want to have briefly today, and that is about freedom. Let me start with a radical notion, and I want to go back to Thomas Jefferson sitting in a room drafting the Declaration of Independence, and John Adams and Ben Franklin being there to help him. But Jefferson wrote the first draft. There's no question about that. And Jefferson writes words that are just, to this day, hundreds of years later, powerful. And those words go like this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The word most synonymous with freedom of those three that Jefferson outlines, of course, is liberty. Liberty. Liberty means to be free, to be unencumbered, to be able to move about, to have liberty, to have time off, to be able to wander and to wonder, to have liberty. But what's really going on in our country right now is a fight about freedom. What does it mean? How's it supposed to play out in our day-to-day lives, in our work, in our home, in our faith traditions, in our communities? We are having a battle over freedom. So don't get distracted by these words like woke or CRT or socialism or whatever words they're throwing at you. You need to understand that we're in a fight about personal freedom, most of all. And then freedom, not just as individuals, but as communities, as human beings, as different groups define freedom. And we're going to have to work through this, or we're going to continue to be a country besieged and beset by far right people who are very, very dangerous. I'm not talking about normal conservatives. I'm not talking about normal old school Republicans. I'm not talking about independents on the right. I'm talking about far right groups like the Proud Boys, far right groups that like CPAC and others who have really gone off the rails supporting people that are domestic terrorists, people who are international terrorists, like Putin standing up for Russia over Ukraine, which was a sovereign country that was invaded by the bully Putin. People who don't understand the seriousness of the moment in which we live, and they have dumbed down our politics into some cultural issues that really, really wrap around white people, some white people, feeling like they're losing the power that they've always had to the LGBTQ plus community, to the black community, to the Latino community, to white women, to women of color, you name it. It's fear. And it is fear because demographics are changing. And in 20 years, America will be a majority minority nation. Period. White people will no longer be the majority. For the first time since the country was a colony, through the revolution, through the Civil War, and onward. And that scares people. Change scares people. But I want us to keep our eye on the ball, because what we're talking about is freedom. And what I'm suggesting is that freedom is not something, as Jefferson said, that can come from another man. All men do is suppress freedoms, because freedom comes from God. Freedom is a God-given right. Period. It comes from your creator. Now, we all may disagree about what creator, what spirit is, whatever you want to call your higher power, whatever. But for me, as a woman of faith, I believe that any rights I have come from God, and therefore no man has a right to take my rights away, limit my rights, restrain my rights and my freedoms, my freedom of thought, my freedom to speak, my freedom to believe, my freedom to worship as I choose, my freedom to be secure in my persons, to protect my home with arms that are legal, of course, and that I'm trained in and that I'm responsible with. My right and my freedom to not be constrained or arrested by the police without proper cause and without due process. That is what freedom is at its core. And I want you to get that deep in your soul, folks. It is not what they're telling you. Freedom is not something anybody gives you. It's something you're born with. And so the big fight we're having now is over whose rights are superior to others' rights, and what can I say and what can I say? What things must I bear consequences for? Because, by the way, freedom comes with great responsibility, and freedom comes with constraint. We all know that free speech has limitations, as does the right to keep and bear arms. As does everything except our right to worship, our right to be secure that if I'm a Catholic, I can go to Catholic Mass and worship according to the tenets of my faith and not fear that the government of the United States will come into my church and shut us down because it's run by, at any given moment, a Baptist or a Protestant or a Presbyterian or a Lutheran. Or vice versa. When Jefferson wrote the codes on religious liberty, which are the precursor to the separation of church and state found in the First Amendment, religious liberty was a radical notion at its time, because we know in Europe for hundreds of years, thousands of years, men were murdered, persecuted, abused, burned because they weren't Catholic or because they were Protestant. The Crusades, we could go on and on and on for how men have conducted themselves in the name of faith. And it hasn't always been good. In the United States of America, slaveholders justified their vile entrapment and enslavement of other human beings from the continent of Africa by saying that they had a right to do it as a matter of God's law, that the white race was superior, that slavery had existed since Bible times, and that there was no moral or religious issue about enslaving others. They were property. Of course, I hope we all know now that's disgusting and not true and foul and violates everything Jefferson wrote. Of course, Jefferson himself violated it, as did 11 out of the first 13 U.S. presidents were slaveholders. And see, some of you don't want to have this conversation because it's uncomfortable. Because it hasn't impacted you, it hasn't infected and hurt you, it hasn't been a systemic issue for you as it has for those who descended from slaves like me and others. This country still has issues around race, racism, genderism, sexism. They all exist. And the way we're going to get through this is to start respecting one another's basic freedom. This is about freedom. This is a fight about freedom. So what do I mean when I say redefining freedom? What I mean is that the notion of freedom that this country begins with is that white men, landowners, merchants, politicians, statesmen, etc., have all the power. Even poor white people didn't have the same rights that those of the white gentry had. They couldn't vote, for example. I'm going to put a pin in that because I hope you heard that. And if freedom is the definition we're using from the time we started, then we've got a problem because black people aren't a part of that definition. White women aren't a part of that definition. There can be no question that indigenous people were definitely not a part of that definition. And so as we go forward and as we move through these conversations we're going to have about freedom and how we're going to have to embrace a broader notion of what freedom means, and we're going to have to realign and understand that freedom does have some limitations, but it's not a limitation that gets to be decided by your neighbor on what you can do, say, or think. It's going to have to be something that we come to consensus on through the channels that the founding fathers set up, through legislation, through policy, through conversation, through social organization, through foundations. We're going to have to really work at this, because if we want to continue to be that shining city on a hill, to be that light to the rest of the world. And be clear, Jefferson's call to independence, to liberty, and to freedom has lit a fire around the world for hundreds of years. It inspired the French Revolution. It inspired many peoples around the globe to say, I'm not going to be oppressed. I'm not going to submit to a tyrannical king or monarch or any other oppressor. And I'm going to fight for freedom, even if it costs me my life. And freedom has to mean that even though we don't like what another person says, even though we may not share his or her values or beliefs or faith, that we have a place in the public square to talk about it, debate it at the top of our lungs maybe, but we don't have a right to demand that someone be ostracized, removed, to decide who's acceptable and who's not, to force down other people's throats your lifestyle, your belief, your faith. Because we don't have that right if we accept the basic definition that freedom comes from a creator, a God wiser than us. And if we accept that freedom can only be stilted, stopped, and stalled and stunted by men seeking to oppress other men, then we can have this conversation. Read the writings of any great man or woman that's ever walked this earth, including Jesus, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, John Kennedy, Franklin Roosevelt, de Tocqueville. I could go on and on and on. Freedom is something, as Dr. King said in his, I think, one of the greatest speeches ever given in the history of the world was the I Have a Dream speech in August of 1963. But what I love about Dr. King's speech is he really defines freedom. And he defines freedom that has been denied to the heirs of slaves and their descendants. And this is 1963, only 5 years before I'm born. And he's talking about a promissory note that hasn't yet been fulfilled. And you have to think of freedom as a promissory note from God, your creator. Because he's the only one that can give it. Because we're all born with it. Every person is born with it. And it should be respected and honored for that. So when you read the great writers and the great thinkers, going back again to Socrates, you can go all the way back to Greek mythology, you can go back to Roman history, you can go back to the greatest cultures and societies that were ever born. Everybody should read Sun Tzu's The Art of War. All battles are won before they're ever fought. all battles. The battle against yourself, the battle for freedom, the battles for ideas, the battle for whatever it is, comes from a place where we believe that we're righteous in our cause, that we have a right to pursue this cause, that the freedom is worth fighting for. And so I want you to rethink and to stop reacting to all the silliness you see about wokeness and cancel culture and woke culture and CRT and socialism and any other ism that they're throwing at you. Those are distractions. Because the real fight of the 21st century is going to be about privacy rights and about freedom. The freedom to speak, think, do, go, say, believe, worship as you please. It is the genesis of what makes America different in all the world, and it is what we have to fight for to keep being who we are, that light, that shining city on a hill. That's all I'm going to say about this for now, but I kind of wanted to get on and just walk you through a little bit of what to expect. We're going to talk about freedom, because at our core, freedom is who we are in the United States of America. It is what we believe. It is what we have sacrificed for generation after generation, and every generation, as Coretta Scott King once said, has to win the fight for freedom. It's not something that can just be passed down, because it has to be redefined and refreshed and renewed in every generation. And right now we're having a big fight about freedom. And it's a good fight. And it's one worth having. And it's one we should talk about. And it's one we should engage in. And it's one we should really commit ourselves to for the sake of our children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and everyone else that comes after we're all gone. Redefining freedom is about how we include those who are not included in the original definitions, documents, and papers around freedom. Let's begin this journey together. We'll have an episode this week about wokeness, because I want to talk about what it is, what it isn't, where it comes from, why it matters, and what's being done with it that's nefarious and dangerous and divisive, and why it continues to happen from a certain sector in our society. But likewise, I want to say this to my liberal and progressive friends. I want to say this to my liberal and progressive friends. You're not clean in this, because you have gone too far in the other direction. You believe that because you were left out, because you haven't been included, that now that you do have power in corporate America, or you do have power in industry, and you do have power in politics, that now it's your turn to punish those who punished you. It's your turn to exclude those who excluded you. By its very definition, that's not freedom. Freedom isn't vindictive. Freedom doesn't punish our enemies. That's not what we do, not in the United States of America. The way you want to be treated with respect, dignity, and honor, the way you want to have a seat at the table, and you should, you have to have those same values of respect and giving others a seat at the same table, even when you disagree. Even when you don't like what they stand for, because that's e pluribus unum. That's out of many one. I never want to live in a country where we start suppressing people's thoughts, ideas, speech, faith, kicking them out, calling them bigots if they have a certain religious belief. The Catholic Church does not condone same-sex marriage. The Judaism faith, whether it's Orthodox or not, does not condone same-sex marriage. The Church of England just announced it does not condone same-sex marriage. Hindu, Buddhist, Muslims do not condone same-sex marriage. So what? That doesn't mean that people the same sex can't get married. In fact, they can. The law has been changed. But you don't have a right to say because someone doesn't like or respect or appreciate that you now have a legal right to be married because of their faith, that they shouldn't be allowed to work, that they shouldn't be allowed to teach at a university. If I'm a math teacher and I'm a devout Catholic and I don't agree with same-sex marriage, but I'm gonna run around talking about it, writing about it, speaking about it because I'm a math professor, what the hell does that have to do with anything? You see my point? We're going too far. And that's why you see this anger and this vitriol and these threats of violence, because people fundamentally know when their rights are being violated. People fundamentally feel it because the rights come from God, not from man, and therefore should never be able to be limited or taken by man. I am a freedom absolutist, hardcore, full stop. I believe in it and I respect it for others. If you're committing crimes, we have laws for that. If you're out making threats against Jewish people and threatening to blow up synagogues, your ass is going to jail. And you should, because you're violating the law. That ain't free speech. When a former president of the United States of America gets a baseball bat and gets on a social media platform and starts to threaten and call people animals who happen to always be people of color, by the way, etc., that's not free speech. That's inciting violence. That's a crime. See, we got to start getting our definitions right and our words right. But someone thinking different from me, or someone having a different faith belief from me, or someone not supporting my lifestyle choices and not wanting to embrace them is not a crime. There's nothing wrong with that. That's America. That's who we've always been, and that is who we should always be. So all these groups, the marginalized and the enraged right, because we're really talking about fringes here of groups that are in their corners and think that the world will be best if they get to define it, if they get to run it, if they get to police it. And that's bogus. That's not true. Because the rest of us in the middle, whether it's center right or center left or center center or left left or, you know, small right right, we're all just kind of sitting here going, what the hell is happening in my country? What is wrong with people? Why are we acting like this? We owe our young people better than this. So let's talk about it. We're going to talk about it starting this week. We're going to talk about woke culture, what woke means. I'm going to try to get someone really good on. My schedule has been hectic, so I apologize. And it's not going to get better till May. But I look forward to talking about this. And I'm going to have conservatives on and liberals on and all kind of people on. Because that's America. And that's what I've done. And that's what I'm continuing to do forever. So redefining freedom. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk about it. God bless you. Keep you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back during the week.